Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. I tell you, you could have been doing anything in your very busy life, but you know what? You chose to join us, and we truly, truly appreciate it. We don't take it for granted. Again, I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire, and tonight's topic is Speak Life. So many times, you know, life just encounter different things. Things happen. And people come into your lives and things just happen. And so you can choose to look at it negatively or however you choose to look at it. You still want to speak life over your situation. So my thing for you today is choose to be intentional about your words and to speak life. We are going to be bringing our guest on tonight momentarily. But before we do so, I want to thank each and every one of our sponsors for the month of October. We have GEMS, which is Girls Empowered, Mentored, and Supported. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to mentoring young girls and ladies, young ladies. Their website is www.gemsinc.org, and I'm telling you, they're doing some phenomenal things with GEMS, Inc., and a girl that's Girls Empowered, Mentored, and Supported. Then we have 321 Stop Bullying, and their tagline is Speak Life and Show Love. This month was the Bullying Awareness Month, and we'll hear more about that from our guest. But he is also the founder of 321 Stop Bullying. They are one of our sponsors tonight. Their website is www.321stopbullying.com. They are available for speaking engagements, book discussions, mentoring sessions, and much, much more. Their website, again, is www.321stopbullying.com. We have Unique Expressions by Design. They bring your custom ideas to life through T-shirts, mugs, journals, pens, and much, much more. So whatever it is that you have a desire to have custom done, Angelique Washington can take care of that for you. The website is www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. Also, they do jingles and things of that nature. So he is a minstrel from heaven. I'm telling you, if you love jazz, you will love his music. Go to ReverbNation.com and check that out, or CD Baby. Again, it's Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is our next sponsor. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop for all of your beauty and hair care needs. That's everything from natural hair, relaxers, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, lashes, makeup, and so much more. Call and schedule your appointment today with Roz at 404-599-3712. And finally, we have Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. Her books are available on all your online outlets. Get your $5 jewelry and get involved in your own jewelry business at www.inspiredjewelsforyou.com. So everybody's been saying, girl, where you getting that beautiful jewelry from that you're wearing lately? You can get it on my website, www.inspiredjewels4u.com. And you can get $5 pieces of jewelry. I'm telling you, the necklaces come with free earrings. The piece that I was wearing on Saturday, everybody was loving that piece. That is called the Karen, and that piece is one of the Z collections. So that was not $5, that was $25, but I'm telling you, it's worth it. The rest of the things that are not in our specialty collection is only $5. So you can go out there and check that out again, www.inspiredjewels4u.com. Thank you again to all of our sponsors, GEMS, Inc., 321 Stop Bullying, Unique Expressions by Design, Ross Hair and Beauty Bar, and Experiencing the Greatness of God with Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. Thank you so much for supporting On Fire to Inspire. Guys, the topic again tonight is Speak Life. And we have Mr. Speak Life himself, Mr. Osborne Dennis. Welcome back to the platform. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Great. Thanks for joining us. So I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire audience.
Well, my name is Osborne Dennis. I am a children's author. My two books are Christopher's Visit to Heaven and Christopher versus the Bully. I am also the father of two, Kazon Dennis and Javante Dennis. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I am also the CEO and founder of 321 Stop Bullying. So that pretty much sums it up. And I'm just blessed to be a blessing, a soldier on the battlefield.
Amen, amen. So our topic tonight is Speak Life. What does this topic itself mean to you?
To speak life, for me, that means just meeting people where they're at. No matter what condition, situation, living environment, just being aggressive and meeting people where they're at and just reassuring them and giving them an encouraging words that no matter what they're going through, because we're all going to have to go through our valleys and pitfalls in life. So no matter what they're going through, we can get by. We can get through it because I done had a couple of trials and tribulations in my life that has affected not just my life, but the life of my loved ones, friends, and families as well. So, I mean, at the time, everything seemed unbearable, and that do seem dark with no light in it. But if you just stay focused, if you just stay focused and hold on to God's unchanging hands, you can and will get through that. So I just try to meet people where they're at and just share my testimony and let them know that no one is exempt from anything. But as long as you just stay focused and together, since we are the village, we will get through it. So that's what speaking life and also action, just taking action and just loving on people, just loving on them, especially kids. Yeah.
All right. Now, next question is, so what are you doing to speak life into the people that you're coming in contact with?
Okay, what I'm doing, I like to get out there to meet, share my testimony, like I said, because so many people, for whatever reason, don't like to share their testimony. But then when troubles and trials and tribulation comes, the first thing we do is reflect back to the Bible, and that's nothing but a book of deliverances. So God has delivered me from so much, from myself, from the foolishness of the world. So I share that, and that gives me the ability to relate to the kids by sharing my testimony with them and letting them know about the foolishness, the decision I made to quit school 2 weeks before graduation. Ended up going to prison for selling narcotics for 6.5 years, but through it all, yet and still, only by God's grace and mercy that I stand here today. And he even let me find myself while I was in prison. So I'm grateful for that. And people need to know that it's cool to fall short. That's a part of life. But bounce back up. That's it. And that's the life. Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And you,
that
and sometimes
so
you may not, and sometimes you may not be able to get it from no one. Just like scriptures say, King David looked in, he encouraged himself in God. So sometimes you're going to have to look in that mirror and encourage yourself and know who you are and know whose you are. Know that you're more than a conqueror. Know that you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Know your strength. Get empowered now. Learn it now. Instill it in you, because those rainy days, that valley, those pitfalls, those heartbreaks, those teary nights, they are coming. That's a part of life. No one is exempt from that. So we have to focus on building the kids up right now, so when they're being talked about, when they're being laughed at, when they're being picked on, they can just brush it off and know who they are and whose they are. You know, bullying has been around since the beginning of time, but the strength hasn't always been there instilled in these kids. So that's what I mean by speaking life to them, letting them know that they have that strength. Just hang on to it. We're made in God's own image and likeness. So you have it. You are more than an overcomer. So that's what it means to me to speak life.
Amen, amen. You spoke about bullying has been around from the beginning. A lot of people don't know that this is an awareness month about bullying. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, right here in the state of Georgia, in April and May, we had 14 kids commit suicide right here in the state of Georgia. Now, a lot of people feel like that my child isn't being bullied, but yet and still someone's child is being bullied. Since Sandy Hook school shooting, we have had over 220 school shootings. Each and every day, 160,000 kids choose to stay at home because they're too afraid to go to school, while 64% of the kids that are bullied are too afraid to even talk to their own parents. That's the relationship up under the one roof, while only 7% of parents are only concerned or, I'm sorry, are not concerned or whether their child is being bullied. Only 7% are concerned. Only 7. While 4,400 kids commit suicide each and every year. 7,000 kids a day quitting school each and every day. 7,000. And then you look at the news and wonder why the prison population is just out of control. Wonder why gang activity is out of control. Drug use is out of control. Well, no one is going to quit school and do anything productive. I quit school. I quit. And ended up in prison. But I ended up going back to getting my GED while I was in prison. But it's hard to do and be around and do anything productive when you have that free time and you're not fully mature. So whether we choose to address the problem now or later, with what's going on, when you have 7,000 kids a day that's quitting school, I can say, like I say, they're not going to do anything productive.
Mm-hmm.
75% of all crime in the Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Keep going.
And 75% of all crime, violent crime, come from a high school dropout in the prison population. 75%.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think that we can do? How can we help?
Wow. Well, there's so much we can do. First and foremost, I would say forget about trying to muster up the troops. Just deal with the roof that you're under. Deal with that roof. Deal with that household. Like I said, 64% of kids are too afraid to tell their own parents. The relationship has diminished up under the roof in the household. Kids are having so much influence coming from the music, social media, the streets, every other source, and we already know that scriptures say faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God, but I also believe in foolishness comes from hearing, you know. So what we need to do, start up under that roof, whether it be just spending more quality time together, having dinner, going to the park, going fishing, having movie night with your child and family. Even if your child isn't under the same roof, make the phone calls. Do that on a regular basis. Go to the schools. Check their social media. Go in the room by all means. Because kids, right now, it's an average of 12 kids a day that's committing suicide. The youngest child to ever commit suicide from bullying was 6 years old. Six. And I said, wow, you're supposed to be learning how to ride your bicycle, pop willies, or something like that. But suicide in this great country of ours, America, suicide, 6 years old.
Wow.
We have to get out the trinity of me, myself, and I. It isn't my son. It isn't my daughter. But it is somebody's son and daughter.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So we have to be that village. We have to be that village.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It takes a village.
And many of the times,
we don't even know our neighbors anymore. You know, back in the day growing up, you knew everybody, and everybody looked out for each other's children. But now you don't know everybody. And then when you do know them, no one can say anything to their children. Don't talk to my child like that.
That's the way of the world. Sadly, but it has come to that. So we got, you know what? My whole thing is this. Doing something is better than doing nothing.
That's true.
You know, I don't have all the answers, but doing something is better than doing nothing.
Amen.
Spend time. Spend time. That little boy on the corner that you see every day when you're going out to work or when you come home, just go speak life to him. It don't cost you nothing to be a blessing. It doesn't cost anything to be a blessing. But it's so rewarding to you. It's so rewarding. That's why I love it so much. It's so rewarding. And I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world to be a blessing. And I love what I'm doing.
That's a blessing. Have you yourself been a victim of bullying?
Most definitely I was. And I share that with the kids so much once I go out. Like I said, when you grow up, the main thing you want to do is not be an outcast. You want to, by all means, try to fit in. By all means, you try to fit in. Now, even though I was raised in the church, baptized at the age of 10, things began to change around my early teenage years. I began to hang out with different people, just trying to be cool and whatnot, you know, so I wouldn't be picked on or called names or even hit on, for that matter. Started hanging out with the so-called cool guys, and the cool guys did things that I wasn't doing, but since I wanted to be a part of the crowd, I adopted the habits and started smoking the marijuana, drinking a little beer here and there, skipping school. Grades began to plummet, even though I was in church, very active on the Georgia Bible Bowl League, had won a scholarship to Atlanta Christian College, made my parents so proud. But 2 weeks before graduation, me and my own stupidity, my own foolishness, because I wasn't able to stand up and let my identity be completely altered, I quit school, thinking as if though I was going to hurt someone besides myself. And I ended up quitting school, and I was young and foolish, and one thing led to another, a string of arrests. And July 2004, I guess I got what I was looking for. You know, the streets do have an expiration date, and that's when the GBI kicked in the doors and the party was over. And I was sentenced to 8 years and 4 months, but I only did 6.5 years. I say only did, but that was a long time. But that gave me an opportunity to reflect on my life and try to make some better decisions, not just for myself, but for my family. So I'm even grateful for that valley. Mm-hmm. So that's how bullying affected me. And matter of fact, that's why I wrote my book, said, In Prison. In Prison. I saw that one day we was getting to have lockdown for count time, and I saw that a segment, Oprah was coming on, and she was talking about how many kids was committing suicide. And here it is. I'm in prison, and yet and still, it's just like God just spoke to me right then, and I'm seeing back, and I'm like, I have kids out there, even though I'm in here. What can I do? What can I do? So you can always do something. So I went in there, and I wrote that book, CRISPR versus the Bully. I wrote that one in, I want to say about 27 days, if I'm not mistaken. And the other one I wrote in 13 days, Christmas Visit to Heaven. So even in my valley, you know, even in the valley, God still had his hand on me and still had a plan for me. So that's what we need to make sure when we speak life, no matter how it looks, how gloomy it looks, how stormy, when you feel like giving up, the blessing is in the valley. We don't want to go through that valley, but that's where the blessing is. Character will be built right there. James say, count it all joy. Your character will be built right there. The books was written in prison. Public speaking classes was taken in prison. Parenting classes was taken in prison. GED was earned in prison. The renewing of the mind was in prison. I'm not saying go to prison by no means, because I'm not going back. But I'm just saying, hang on. God got a plan for you. In all things, he has that plan for you. So just hold tight. I'm sick of seeing kids, hearing about kids committing suicide. I mean, that does something to me. And like I said, I have two of my own, and so many I reach out to. Even a little boy I spent a lot of time with, he had wrote a suicide note, and that brought it all home to me. When I read that note, when I went up there to the school and took him lunch, and I read that note, and I was like, wow. And it brought tears to my eyes. But he cried and I cried. And like I told him, you can't leave me, and I'm not going to leave you. So we're going to get through whatever issue we got. And that's speaking life. That's speaking life, just being there for him. I don't have no doctor's degree. I got a GED while I was in prison. Anybody qualifies to be a blessing. You know, so many people put, I need this degree, that degree, and hang around this group of people. Anybody qualified to be a blessing. I got a GED, a rap sheet. But God had me there at that present moment to be a blessing. So I'm grateful. And I'm not taking anything for granted.
Amen, amen. You told us that you've written two books at this point. How can we find out how to go about getting a copy of your book?
Okay, the books are Christmas Visit to Heaven and its sequel, Christmas Versus the Bully. Both of the books are available on Amazon. And you can also go to my website, which is www.321stopbullying.com.
Okay, great. And tell us a little bit about your organization itself.
Wow. 321 Stop Bullying. Beautiful organization. I have some beautiful people working with me. We're just going around speaking life and showing love, being a blessing wherever, meeting the people, and not just talking to the kids. That's what makes it so special. We would talk to anyone, because parents are so blind about what's going on, and so many times that they would say that you can speak to the kids or the organization, but we try to talk to everyone and just love on them. This past July, we was blessed to do the first ever family empowerment anti-bullying march in Conyers, Georgia. We marched down Highway 138. Blessed the kids with book bags, had Conyers Police Department, Rockdale County Sheriff Department come out, Levitt Funeral Home, different sponsors came out, AMF Bowling Alley, which I salute. They gave us so much for the kids. It was a blessing, free health screening. We just came together, and that's what 321 Stop Bullying is about, just meeting people where they are and just speaking life to them. So we're gonna keep going and keep. We are gonna try to do more and more for the community, not just in the Georgia. We're gonna try to expand. Oh, matter of fact, we're gonna expand over the United States and make this thing contagious and be a blessing to all kids abroad and families, because it's needed.
tell us how can we, how would a person contact you to have you come speak at their organization, at their school, however, you know, someone's looking for you, how can they contact you?
Okay, well, you can contact me through my website, 321stopbullying.com, or you can go on Gmail, which is 321stopbullying@gmail.com. And the business phone number is also 770-695-7083. And I would love the opportunity to come out and be a blessing wherever I can be to whomever. So contact us, and we're ready. We're ready.
Do you have any upcoming events that we could look into supporting, or anything that you're partnering with?
Right now, we're trying to partner with a few people, but nothing is a definite goal yet. So, it's going to be, just pay attention to the just follow us on Facebook, and as soon as we get everything finalized, we will let everyone know, because it does take the village, and strength is in numbers. So once we get everything finalized and it's a go, the dates are set, most definitely we're going to share it, and we need all the participants to come out, and whatever you want to do, volunteer or just come out and support, we're welcome. We will welcome that. So, yep.
And how
follow
do we follow
on Facebook.
You? How do we follow you on social media?
Okay, well, 321 Stop Bullying is on Facebook, so you can go right there and follow us. And also, Osborne Dennis is on Facebook. So,
all right.
Find out
and I'm putting all of this information in the event as well. So, for those of you who are in the event itself, all the contact information is in there for you. He said his books are available on Amazon as well as his website, and his email address, phone number, and Facebook information is in that event. So, again, I want to repeat for us your website, your contact information, and some final words for the people.
Okay. Well, my phone number is 770-695-7083. The website is www.321stopbullying.com. The Gmail address is 321stopbullying@gmail.com. And some final words, I would say, let's just do what we have to do. It doesn't cost anything to be a blessing. Everyone qualifies as long as you have a heartbeat. We have to get out the trinity of me, myself, and I. If it's a child in a community that's hurting, that needs help, fact not fiction, it's our responsibility. And it should be our responsibility.
That's true. That is so true.
Yes.
We're going to open up the phone lines. If anyone has any questions or comments, the time is now. If you dialed in, if you're listening by internet, you'll actually have to dial in to do so. The number is 929-477-2178. That again is 929-477-2178. You'll press 1. We'll bring you on live. You can ask Mr. Osborne Dennis or myself a question, or if you just want to make a comment about tonight's show, press 1 at the phone number of 929-477-2178. We'll be happy to bring you on live with your question or comment. Again, the topic is Speak Life with our special guest, Osborne Dennis, and we are talking about speaking life. So being intentional about your words and speaking life over your children, over your family. And, you know, you talked about you had written the book, Christopher versus the Bully, but you really didn't tell us about the book. Can you kind of give us an overview about the book?
Yes, the book Christopher versus the Bully is about a little boy who faces one of his toughest challenges in his early life thus far. A third grade bully by the name of Butch. that terrorized him, made him do his homework, took his lunch money, and that's for her. But instead of handling it the worldly way, his mother instilled that he would handle things the godly way. And they prayed for the bully. They prayed for the bully. And the angel of God took him, and he experienced Daniel in the lion's den, and also he got to visit with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he gained his strength and his courage to confront the bully. And that's what he did. But he defeated the bully by showing love. Now, it isn't about a little boy being a coward or anything weak. That's what so many kids think of being a victim of a bullying is. Maybe that's why they don't like to share it with him. But he was a strong little boy, and he confronted his bully. And that's how he defeated him, by showing love. I do believe that love, both of my books basically are about love conquers all. I believe that. In order for this whole thing to change around in this world that we're living in, we're going to need some lights to shine. Because as you know, from the north to the south, to the east to the west, so much hatred is running rampant throughout this world right now. Even neighbors are turning against each other. Families are turning against each other. We have to show love. We have to let that light shine, and we have to let it shine outside of those four walls. We know who hurt him. We know that. We see this daily. So that's where we're at right now. I just got off the book, but it's just so much I just want to do, and just, it's like, let's get it, God. So that's what 3-2-1 Stop Bullying is. Just, we're on a mission to let our light shine. Matter of fact, I'm sorry, let God's light shine through us. And that's what the world needs, you know.
Amen, amen. So tell them the name of that book again.
Christopher versus the Bully, which is available also on Amazon and my website, 321stopbullying.com. And also my other book, Christopher's Visit to Heaven, about a little boy who loses his grandparents but do not know how to deal with death like most kids don't. And he is escorted up to heaven by his own personal angel to be reunited with his grandparents, and he learned that there's no goodbyes in Christ, just see you later. And we will be reunited with our lost loved ones. So those are the two books available right now. And we also have, which I almost forgot to mention, 3-2-1 Stop Bullying Surveillance Camera Phone Monitor App. We're trying to get 25,000 signatures. Like I said, I don't know all the answers, but I do know doing something is better than doing nothing. What that would do, will have surveillance cameras installed in each and every classroom that would give parents / guardians the ability to monitor their child throughout the day, not taking anything away from the teachers, not taking anything away from the kids, but I do know that people behave differently when they are being watched. And to be honest, PTA meetings have become a thing of the past. So if you could pull out your telephone on break time and see what your son or daughter is doing in that classroom, as opposed to just how was your day when you get home, I think that would bring a more accountability to the child as well. So I just want to make sure the kid's safe. Invasion of privacy? I don't think so. We're pushing that also. So please, if you don't mind, go on the website if you see it. And if you don't mind, please sign it. Sign it. If it'll keep the kids safe and alive, it's well worth it.
Amen. Well, we thank you so much for joining us tonight on Fire Inspire. Speaking life, and we commend you for what you're doing in the community and the schools and organizations. So keep doing what you're doing. Keep speaking life and showing love, as your tagline say. And we'll make sure that we keep stay informed on what you're doing and keep, you know, getting the people to come on out and support and volunteer.
Most definitely. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Guys, the topic tonight was Speak Life and Show Love. Speak Life is a topic, and his tagline for 321 Stop Bullying is Speak Life and Show Love. And I want to sum up tonight with some scriptures about speaking life, because we got to be intentional about our words. We got to speak life over our children. We have to speak life over our lives. We have to be intentional about our words. And like he said, in some cases, you have to encourage yourself. In Ephesians 4:29, the NIV said, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. So as we talk about Ephesians 4:29, we're talking about speaking life and not, you know, trying to intentionally hurt people with our words, because those words do hurt. So as we're lifting people up and helping people out of dark places with our words, let our light so shine that we can help them in their dark places. And then that was NIV version. The New Living Translation version says, don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. So again, we're still talking about Ephesians 4:29. NIV version was the first one I read. The second one was the New Living Translation. Let your words be so full of life and light that it dispels all darkness and it builds someone else up. And then we talk about, of course, everybody knows this one, Proverbs 18:21. The NIV says the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So that's the NIV version. And then New Living Translation says the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. So, you know, of course, if you speak life, you can only reap the great results and great consequences. But if you speak in death, you're speaking that very thing, because there's so much power in your words. So you got to be intentional about your words. And even when you're kidding, watch your words, because you may be setting up some stuff. And then finally, 1 Peter 3:11, New Living Translation says, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. So that's 1 Peter 3:11, New Living Translation. So tonight we've talked about Speak Life. And so we had our guest, Osborne Dennis, and we thank him and 321 Stop Bullying for stopping by tonight. If you missed any of the broadcast, you can go back and listen to the recording shortly. But again, be intentional about your words. Speak life. We want to thank each and every one of our sponsors again, Girls Empowered Gyms, Girls Empowered Mentoring and Supported, a nonprofit organization dedicated to mentoring young girls and young ladies. Also, 321 Stop Bullying, Speak Life, Show Love. They're www.321stopbullying.com. We have Unique Expression by Design, where they customize any of your ideas. They bring them to life. That's www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. And CDs are available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. That is with Vincent Lynch. Unique Expressions by Design is with Angelise Washington. And then Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop to all of your beauty and hair care needs. Natural hair, relaxer, sew-ins, braids, light maintenance, makeup, lashes, and much, much more. Call 404-599-3712. You're always asking me, girl, why is your hair always on point, your makeup on point when you go into these events? That's Roz Hair and Beauty Bar in action. We have Experience in the Greatness of God and Spiritual Realm by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. Her books are available on online outlets. And finally, get your $5 jewelry or get involved in your own jewelry business at www.InspiredJewels4U.com. www.InspiredJewels4U.com. Well, we thank you so much for tuning in tonight to On Fire to Inspire with Life as our topic. Again, you are blessed to be a blessing, and you have to be intentional about your words. So be intentional about your thoughts, be intentional about your words, be intentional about your life, because God has created you to live a life of purpose and to prosper you, not to harm you, Jeremiah 29:11. Love you guys much. Tune in next week. We have the topic. Oh, finally, we have an event calling all kingdom leaders. There is a kingdom gathering coming up at Kingdom Works International at 1303 Parker Road, Conyers, Georgia, Suite G. Leaders, they have a meeting for you at 11 a.m. So if you serve in leadership in any fivefold ministry, you are invited. The time, again, is 11 a.m. this coming Friday, November 3rd at 1303 Parker Road, Suite G. There will be a 7 p.m. Service called the Kingdom Gathering, open to anyone. Again, at 1303 Parker Road, Suite G at Kingdom Works International Ministries. And finally, there will be a service on Saturday, November 4th, and that is Kingdom Works International Ministries. Guys, again, speak life, show love, speak, be intentional about your words. Next week, we have the one and only Deidre Crawford Greathouse. She was the she used to sing with Anointed. The woman has when I tell you she has a testimony out of this world, you definitely want to dial in and listen. Now, you can't be late dialing in because she is actually coming in. She only has a 15-minute interview because she has to get to her next appointment. So dial in at 8 on the dot, guys, because she's only going to be with us for 15 minutes on Fire to Inspire next week on the 7th of November. Deidre Greathouse will be with us, formerly from Anointed. And the topic is, whose report will you believe? I'm not even going to tell her testimony because I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed. Join us next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Again, that topic next week is, whose report will you believe, with Deidre Greathouse. And I tell you, you will be blessed. Again, this is your girl, Miss On Friday Inspire, Aaliyah Butler. I will talk to you next week. Have a blessed one. Thank you.